How you doing? Well, gonna have a busy month this month. Two conventions, one in Phoenix, one in Minnesota. What else is going on? You got stories for me, Joe? What do we got here? Greece just had some elections. I've got boots in the ground on Greece, but I still don't know what happened. Apparently, it's just a mess over there right now, which is good. When you got a government that doesn't know what it's doing, you're always better off with a mess, because that way they can't accomplish anything and make anything worse. But I don't want to get into that too much, because I'm trying very hard to hold to my word and not come back here blathering on about how great Greece was. Before I left, I thumbed my nose at all the Americans who go overseas and then come back and won't shut up about it. So now I'm trying to not be one of those people. Even though, have I been talking about it too much? Joe says yes. Well, here's the thing. Here's what was great about it. I mean, a lot. I'm starting to understand. Having trouble explaining myself. I'm starting to understand why so many Americans, they come back from Europe or they come back from, you know, wherever, and they won't stop going on about how great it was over there, and you can't get them to shut up about it. Here's the thing. It's not really that Greece was that much different. You know, I mean, they didn't have flying cars or anything. The culture I didn't find to be that much different. It wasn't so much that it was great because it was different or they're doing anything differently. It was, there was a freedom there. Yes, you could smoke wherever you wanted, but that wasn't the freedom I'm talking about is the freedom of, there was no one there that had previously irritated me. I was in no, I could walk, I could go wherever I wanted, and I was never at any point in any danger of turning the corner and running into one of you a-holes. So it's not so much that it's different over there, it's that I know a place where I can go where none of you a-holes are. Can you understand the freedom for me especially? I was never in any danger. I mean, the odds would be astronomical of me going anywhere and running into somebody who had previously pissed me off. The freedom, Joe. I was completely free to just walk wherever I wanted. There was no sense of dread. There was no building I was going to enter, no room I was going to enter, no bus I was going to get on, or it was going to be, oh, God, this guy again. I was going to run into some cousin I didn't want to deal with. Nobody I bump into all the time who won't shut up or won't leave me alone, or some guy who irritated. None of those people were there. I could go wherever I wanted. And if someone did irritate me, you just assume, well, there's a language barrier, or maybe I'm not jiving with how the culture works here, or maybe, you know, even people who did irritate me, there was a whole realm of possibilities of why they're irritating me that really had nothing to do with them being an irritating person. So if I get irritated, odds are I'm going to bump into them again and not get irritated. Or they're going to speak to me in a language I don't understand anyhow, so what do I care? You know, so that really was what's great about it, and why I want to go back. I want to go back to that place where none of you a-holes are. There's no Joe. You know, I'm in my hotel room. No Joe is going to come and knock on my door, you know, because he doesn't want to hang out with his, Okay. Joe doesn't want me to list the people who irritate him, and that's why he comes over here, because I'm less irritating. But the point is, everyone, just imagine that. A place where no one who's previously irritated you exists. It's as though I just wove a magic wand around and everybody who ever pissed me off just disappeared from the face of the earth. I had an entire city full of people and buildings and things to do and none of you were there. I was walking around with a smile on my face the whole time. I was in no danger of being irritated. And like I say, if I was irritated, it was in a completely new fashion. It was a new and charming way of being irritated. I suppose if I go back enough times, it'll be the same thing. But, don't ruin this for me, Joe. It would probably take at least 7 or 8 visits before I start to dread walking into the corner store like I do here, because, that stinking clerk ain't here again. Why is he always working when I come in? It'll be a long time before that happens. So, I won't go on about it. I don't really understand how the elections shook down. As near as I can figure it, nobody over there does either. So, it's just sort of a mess over there, which, as I say, is fine. Because government, it's just a game, anyhow. You want a prime example of how all this is just a sick game. Is it too late to talk about the blind Chinese guy? I know that was a while ago now. Well, actually, it was only like a week ago, but, in this country, that's a while ago. He could still be being horsewhipped somewhere. We don't care anymore. It's been a week. a week ago, some blind Chinese dissident managed to make it to the American embassy to try to flee China, and so there was this big old diplomatic mess for a little while, And then people over here didn't want us to give him back, and China didn't want to give him up, and there was a whole thing. But, as I say, that was a week ago. We've already forgotten about him. We don't care. Whatever. Too late there, Chang. We've passed you by. We're talking about gay marriage again. He's still cowering in the embassy somewhere, and the president's talking about gay marriage. What about me? Whatever, we moved on. Did Obama even say anything about the Chinese guy, or did he just let Hillary handle it? I suppose I should have. Anyhow, the point is, you want a prime example of how diplomacy is all just a sick game? How did anybody find out about this Chinese guy hiding in our embassy? The press, or how about the Chinese, for example? How did the Chinese find out there was a Chinese blind guy hiding in our embassy? There's like 15 billion people in China. You know what? Hey, what happened to that blind guy? Where'd that blind guy go? There's no way they kept track of this guy, Well, how did they figure out he was gone and hiding by us? Somebody contacted somebody else, right? And there's nobody. I don't think some American reporter was just hanging in there and noticed a blind guy stumbling in and then ran over to the Chinese embassy and said, "Hey, there's a blind guy over here. Yeah, one of yours." Oh, yeah. That guy who was always sewing the Nike logo on backwards. Where the hell is that? I bet that's him. How did they find... And how could... Well, forget whether or not they care about one blind guy in a city of 18 billion. How did they find out about one blind guy in a city of 18 billion? So, the blind guy runs over to America to try to defect, and then China says, "All right, well, you don't come back. We're going to, horsewhip your wife and kids." And then the blind guy's like, "Oh, yeah, my wife and kid." That's another example of people saying they believe something but not really believing it. Like, if he really believed China was so awful, why didn't he bring his wife and kid? Hey, idiot! You're fleeing a country because it's oppressive, and then you think nothing's going to happen to your family while you're gone? What are you, a moron? You didn't think of that? You just ran over there? Joe says he just wandered in on accident. Once he realized he was there, he decided to stay. Oh, wait, I'm in the embassy? Hey, can I stay here? Well, there's many silly reasons why it doesn't make sense. Like, how did a blind guy find their way there? And blah, 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 blah. But wait, to me, how did anybody find out he was here? I mean, like, obviously our embassy has the worst security clearance in the world. Theoretically, a dissident comes in there, you just put him in a little room and everybody's hush-hush, you just sneak him out of the country. He was there for like 20 minutes and the whole world knew we were holding some Chinese dude against the Chinese government's will. How did that happen? How did that get out? And then, like I say, the other question is, obviously this guy didn't think this through. If he's just let his... you know, you're left without his wife and kid, and then, well, we're going to horsewhip your wife and kid. Oh, damn it, the wife and kid. Like, I don't understand the mental... Somebody who would flee without his wife and kid, I don't understand how they would also have the mentality to give a rat's ass once he's gone what happens to their wife and kid. I mean, if you're going to split, you're going to split, right? Maybe that's just a cultural thing here. How an American like me can't possibly understand sneaking away from your wife and kid and then caring what happens to them after you're gone. Isn't that the point of sneaking away from your wife and kid? Well, if you stay gone, we're going to kill them. Well, if you kill them, maybe I'll come back. You know, they're negotiating the wrong way, the Chinese. Look, come back and we'll kill your wife and kid. Okay, all right, now, okay. Now we're getting somewhere here. And I don't want to work in the Nike factory anymore because I can't, yeah. I'm tired of getting yelled at for sewing things together. You know, like that. That's, you know, that's... And the other thing is, this is an easily solvable problem for all parties involved. The Chinese, they don't let anybody know what's going on in their country. So why don't we just, how about this? We'll take the we'll say we saved the Chinese dude. Well, that's what we'll tell our citizens. You tell your citizens we gave the Chinese dude back. There's 15 billion Chinese people there. They're not going to know if he's back or not, nor are they going to care. And we'll just drop the Chinese dude in, like, Australia and tell him it's America. Yeah? Like that. Or just drop him in the ocean. Who cares? What good's he doing? He's nothing but a troublemaker. Just drop him in the ocean. We'll tell our people we saved him. You tell your people you horsewhipped his family and him, and then everybody moves on with their life. Well, I'm tired of these stories where one guy is affecting the whole world. You know what I mean? I mean, this... One guy blows his brains out, we want to get rid of guns, you know, the whole gay thing. There's such a minute part of the population. Why is this news all the time? Why is the president speaking on this when the whole country's economy is going down the toilet? You know, I don't care one way or the other. I'm sorry, gay people, I don't care one way or the other. Isn't that good enough that I don't care? I'm not going to get in your way. Do whatever you want, I don't care. I'm just tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of fine, I'm getting myself in trouble with gays. Fine, forget everything I said about gays. I really care. I don't even care what happens to my neighbor who lives next. I don't care what happens to my family. I don't care what happens to Joe. Does that make you feel better about me not caring? The point is, this is one guy. What? We don't need an international incident over one blind dude. What's he bringing to the table? Did he invent the atom bomb? Did he cure cancer, or is he just tired of being horsewhipped? Because if he's just tired of being horsewhipped, I think we're going to have to stamp too bad on the file and send him on his way. Too bad. Because are we going to take everybody out of there? All 18 billion of them are tired of being horsewhipped? Hey, 18 billion, if you're tired of being horsewhipped, how about you overthrow these numbskulls? Everybody over there is tired of being horsewhipped, and yet they continue to live in a society where they're horsewhipped all the time. Everybody gets the government they deserve. Know what I'm saying? Including us. Including our effed up government. Because we only have the attention span for a week. We're only irritated about things for a week and then we move on. We can't focus on anything. And the problem is stupid stories like this. I mean, what were we worried about before the blind Chinese guy came along? I can't even remember. But now we're all worried about gay marriage again. Which we're going to care about for another 2 weeks until... some kid shoots a bunch of people in school, and then we'll all be worried about gun control. Or some drunk driver squishes some kid playing on a playground, and then we're all going to care about drunk driving again. Why don't we all just make a... Why don't we just make a list? How about the next time we vote... forget about voting for president and voting for Congress. You know, they don't matter anyhow, because they're all just chasing their tails. How about instead of that, we skip that for one voting session, and we all vote on what we care about the most. Right? Let's just set up a list of like 10 priorities and just focus on those things. And then after we solve those 10, we'll move on to something else. Because I bet we could actually start solving problems pretty quickly in this country if we all just focused on things for more than 1 week. And prioritize what we're focusing on. We're all worried. worried about something for a week, and then we move on. There's no way to for us to collectively fix anything if we're just jumping from one news cycle to the next. It's madness over here. I mean, at least the Greeks are all focused on one thing. Where are the F for the jobs? Well, yes, they were worried about where the F for the jobs, and they created a mess. But the mess is better than all the idiots in Parliament ruining everything. See, they can't ruin everything now because it's a big mess. It's a step forward, at least. Wouldn't it be great here if we had a big mess here where nothing ever got done? Because everything that gets done around here just keeps getting worse. Well, Joe argues that it is a mess now, but it's not enough of a mess for me. Like, the politicians in Greece realize that they don't have a snowball's chance in hell to accomplish anything there. So it's good. They're not, you know, egomaniacs like the politicians here who think they're going to fix everything and continually tell us that they're going to fix it. When I'm in the charge, everything's going to be fixed. And then the other guy, oh, no, when I'm in charge, everything's going to be fixed. Do these morons actually believe they're going to fix anything, or are they just lying to themselves and us? I'd like to know that. Whatever, enough about politics. Because I need somebody to explain to me how to get my Facebook page to not show other people when I'm on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, when you're on Facebook, it shows in a little area there, it shows who else is on so you can chat with them, you know? Or theoretically, you can chat with them. Or if it's me, you can just try to chat and annoy me. And then I feel guilty because I'm not responding to your chatting. And then I get into like a 15-minute chatting section with somebody I don't want to chat with. I got like an Indian, some guy from India, like stalking me on Facebook. Like the second I'm on there. Like, aren't these people in another... Yeah, you're right. I was going to say, aren't these people in another time zone? But if I'm up at 3 a.m., that's probably the time he's... Anyhow, the point is, as soon as I'm on there, bling! Hello! Huh? Yeah. Yes. He lives in India. I don't know how he found me. Because I'm... Well, he found me because I'm a famous illustrator, Joe. That's how he found me. Actually, I don't know how he found me because he didn't even... Here's the thing. When you're a normal person and somebody you've never met before wants to friend you on Facebook, obviously you go, delete. But, you know, when you're me, it could be a fan, it could be somebody I met at a convention I don't remember, it could be a publisher I don't recall, it could be an editor, but I don't recognize the name, it could be anybody. So I've been, and plus I'm trying to sell books here. So I got to friend them all. Actually, I don't friend as many, you know... I guess I do friend them all. Maybe, but I delete many of them. After I figure out that they're just trolling the internet for one reason, you know. But I'm kind of stuck. I'm trying to sell books, so I got to accept all these friendships. I got like, I don't know, I got 1,300 friends on Facebook, which isn't that much for Facebook. But it's more than I can, you know, interact with. On a regular basis. You know? It's like some dude from India. I don't even look to see who they are. I just accept a friend because it could be anybody. Fine, friend. Click there. You're friends. Doesn't mean anything. It's just stinking Facebook, right? But just... Don't... But no... I'm getting to that. He apparently didn't even know I illustrated for Mad Magazine, or didn't apparently know anything about me, so I don't even know where this guy found me. You just, I don't know, what the hell? Maybe, somehow, through the magic of the internet, and the glory that it is, some guy on the other side of the planet decided to friend me out of the clear blue sky, knowing nothing about anything I do, other than I'm an illustrator, because it says illustrator on my Facebook name. So, here's some insight into me, right? I'm on Facebook, you know, sort of half paying attention to Facebook, half trying to get some research for something. And I'll get, bling, hello. I'm on for like 2 seconds. Bling, hello. Oh, this effing guy again. Are you there? Question mark, question mark, question mark. There's like six question marks. Every time he asks a question, it's like six question marks. Does that mean he doesn't understand what a question mark is? Or he thinks he's talking like an American? Or does that mean, or he's going, are you there? Are you there? You know, there's like eight question marks on the end of this thing. So now I'm like, is he upset at me or what? Because I'm not responding right away. I see he said hello. Fine, I'll get to you in a minute. Are you there? What does this guy want from me? Why don't I just delete him? Eight question marks. What is this all about? Why? How do people know? Type, 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 type. Hello. What are you doing? Question mark, question mark. Why am I in a conversation with this guy? What does he care what I'm doing? What am I doing? I'm on Facebook. What kind of a stupid question is that? What am I doing? What do you think I'm going to tell him? I'm sitting on Facebook wasting time, just like you. That's what I'm doing. What am I doing? You live in India. I live in America. What? How far in the detail do you want me to go? And what's different about what I'm doing than what you're doing? Type, 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 type. Just downloading some things for research. Then here's what they give me. Okay. Where you live? What kind of work you do? Question mark, question mark, question mark. My language is weak, so don't be irritated. Exclamation point. Well, I just typed in where I lived and what I did. I didn't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? Type F off and then delete him? I mean, he doesn't realize he's irritating me or confusing the S out of me or... I don't know. How do other people do? I guess other people don't end up talking to some dude in India. The conversation is a complete waste of time for everyone involved. And I guess he's probably just sitting in India. You know, I don't know. Go play with your snake in a basket or something. What are you bothering me for? And I guess if he doesn't have 1,300 friends who all want to chat the second you get on Facebook, maybe, you know, I realize I'm coming from a different perspective than him. Like, when I see someone who wants to chat, it's like, God damn it. But then, you know, he's got like 200 friends in India and only one American friend. You know, I don't need to be a dick to this guy. So I'm just trying to have a brief conversation so he's not irritated. And, you know, maybe he's a terrorist or something. Do I want to be the guy that breaks the camel's back, you know? The straw that breaks the camel's back on this guy, you know, strapping a vest to himself. Well, I don't know, he seems angry. There's 18 question marks on the end of everything, or exclamation points. Maybe he's on the tipping. Maybe he's on the brink. I don't know anything about India, and he's got broken English, so I can't... What am I supposed to type in? Are you Al-Qaeda? Type, 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 type. Are you Al-Qaeda? Type, 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 type. Is me not responding going to make you try to blow something up? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I don't know what to do with this guy, but every time I get on, he's there. Joe, come over here. Come over here tonight at midnight. We will log into Facebook, and he will be on in 30 seconds. Ding! Hello! I am doing freelance children book illustration also. So it was like, you know, should I read the entire broken English conversation with the guy where it took me 15 different chats to finally get him to sink in that I don't draw children's books? Because, well, he's just looking at the style, and maybe he can't read English. No, wait. He's got to be able to read English. I've been chatting with him. Good Lord. Well, he must be Al-Qaeda then if he's reading my book and thinking it's for kids. If he's looking at the style and reading through it and thinking that's a kid's book, then maybe he is a dangerous dude. I don't know. Let me try to find some. I draw on paper and that's the final. How much for price in one page in your circle? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Wants to know how much I get paid per page. Yeah, I told him. I don't know why I told him. I don't know why I told him where I lived. I don't know why I told him anything. And he's asked me what time it is in my country like 18 times. Like every time. Look, buddy. Every night at midnight, you get on here and ask me what time it is in my country. It's the same time it was last night. Same time it was last night in my country. It's midnight here. It's always going to be midnight here if it's 6 a.m. where you are. Our clock isn't spinning faster than yours. A-hole? Why, stop asking me the same question. Is what's in my head, and then I type. It is midnight here. So, yeah, I told him how much I get paid. This is what I got back. Dollar or cent? ? So apparently they don't get paid nearly as much as I do over there. Nor should they. His illustrations, I don't know, they're fine. He's only got one illustration up there. Yes, I went on his page and looked at his... This is the absurdity of Facebook, Joe. This is what I'm telling you. Some Indian dude gets on here, I don't know. It bothers me for a week in a row until I get curious, and now I'm... Not only am I wasting time talking to some Indian dude, now I'm wasting time looking through his Facebook page. Looking at his pictures and illustrations. It's madness. I got stuff to do. What the hell am I doing here? But that's my brain. It's brain side A and brain side B. Brain side A is, what is this a-hole bothering us for? Let's just delete him. And brain side B is, you know, just being polite and typing back and now looking through his Facebook. Oh, I wonder what his illustrations are like. We don't care what his illustrations are like. Well, aren't you curious? No. Let's look. Oh, now we're looking at his thing. Would you rather draw something? No. Let's look at his thing. So he only had one picture up there, and it was like, must be for an alphabet book. It was big letter A, and then it had an apple and an alligator and then an axe. And I'm not making that up. That's odd, isn't it? A is for axe. A is for Al-Qaeda. That, you know, like that. That's what that is. That's the next step there. Axe, anthrax, Al-Qaeda. What's another thing for A that would be scary? And really not that funny bit that I could keep going on with. What else was he saying to me? Then there's this. There's like the language barrier. I don't know if he's being insulting or not. I told him how much money I made, and then apparently, then there was a pause, because he responds, like, within 10 seconds, usually. And then, you know, I'll respond within, like, 20 minutes. You know, I won't respond right away. If I don't respond within a minute and a half, I'll get three more messages saying, are you there? ? Are you there? Minute and a half. Are you there? 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Are you there? It's like that. So I can't just ignore him because he refuses to be ignored. I don't know. I don't know how anything works, and I'm not visiting that place. Because you know why? Because there's already an a-hole there who will annoy me. See, that's the difference between India and Greece. Greece, no one. I don't have to worry about pumping into anybody. Already India is ruined for me. See, if there's a convention in India, it's already ruined because I'm going to be dreading whether or not I bump into this guy. So anyhow, so there's a pause. So now I'm worried, because there's never a pause with this guy. So then like 5 minutes later, you do work for Mad Magazine? So like right there, he didn't even know anything about it. He didn't even know I do for work for Mad Magazine. So where does this guy... I don't get it. Somebody please explain to me how I can cover the fact that I'm on Facebook. Because, I mean, he's not the only one. There's all sorts of people. The second I'm on there, dling, dling. But if it's an American, I'm not worried about being a dick to him because I'll just, you know, hey, Pat, I'm too busy right now. And they'll be, okay, man, that's cool. And that'll be it. They'll be fine. But, you know, who knows how this... I don't know why I'm worried about irritating him. Other than he doesn't realize he's irritating me, I don't think. And, you know, he's just sitting in a hut somewhere. He probably doesn't understand that I got other things to do. He's got nothing to do. He can play a flute for a snake in a basket. He can sweat. Or he can contact me. You know, I'm sure he's sitting over there. What is he taking so long getting back? How much does he love playing the flute for F's sakes? Is he tired of playing with a snake already? Come on, let's go. I'm talking about Mad Magazine now. You illustrate for Mad Magazine. I'm trying to find more stuff for. You know, and then it gets into him trying to get help me get him a job and stuff, and I can't. How am I going to explain that? You know. I tried to explain, like, 18 times, I don't know any children's book publishers. He still doesn't get that. He now sort of understands that I don't draw books for kids, but he still thinks, like, I can just get him a job somehow. Day number two. What are you doing now? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Day number three. Where are you? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Do you have any link in educational children book publisher contact? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Are you there? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Day number four. Hi. 2 minutes go by. Are you there? Then I type hello, and then like 3 minutes later, what's going on? Question mark, question mark, question mark. What? No, this is a whole new day. This is a new day number like 18, let's say. Hi, are you there? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I type hello. He writes, what's going on? It's like 8 question marks. What does he think is going on? Why is he so concerned? Then there's just, you know, there's more talk about me trying to explain to him that I can't get him a job and he doesn't understand what kind of books I do. It's like 10 minutes a night, every night. What are you telling? Please repeat in detail. I am not understanding. What is the scope of your work? I mean, there's all sorts of things here. I don't know what the hell he's trying to ask or what he's trying to say. Here's another. What time is it there now? This is yesterday, Joe. What time is it there now? Question mark, question mark, question mark. This has been going on since the middle of April. Yesterday was May 11th. First thing he wants to know is what time it is. See what I'm saying? See what I'm dealing with here? Although now, it's not just at night. Like now, at any point I click on, he's there. Because the other morning, I pulled an all-nighter. It was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 in the morning I was up, and there were two butterflies in here. Butterflies keep getting into my apartment somehow. There was just one that I thought, well, maybe somehow a caterpillar got in here and grew, and it's a long story. Anyhow, but now there's two. There's some weird weed growing where the pear trees, where the pears rotted into a pile a few years back. It was like 2 years ago there was a giant pile of rotting pears that have since... I'm not explaining the whole thing. Just go back to previous podcasts. Anyhow, the pears had turned into compost. Now there's some weird plants growing out of them, and all these butterflies are hanging around these plants, and then they keep getting into my apartment. So in the morning there were like two butterflies flicking at the window. And my plan was I was gonna open the, you know, there's two windows. There's the main window, and then there's a screen, and then there's the other window. You know, how it is. You know, there's like two layers of windows. So he's going to open the one, let them fly in and think they're going to freedom, and then slam the other one so they're trapped in between the two windows like the bad guys in Superman 3 or whatever. They'd just be flipping around, and he's going to take a picture of them and post it on Facebook. I don't know, because it was 7 in the morning. I was tired. Seemed amusing to me. So, but then I was, as soon as I clicked on, ding, hello, what are you doing? You know, you type back to that, I'm torturing butterflies, you know? And then here's the other thing is, now it's a whole weird thing now. You know, on the Facebook chat section, it'll show when they're typing, even though nothing's been typed yet. So I guess so you're just not stepping on each other's conversations. It'll just say, Hakeem is typing. It'll say that, and I'll be like, oh, now what? And then I watch, and then it stops, which means he decided not to type that thing. So now it's like, you know, now I'm, well, what was he going to type? What were you going to say? You can't start to say something and not say it. What were you going to say? It'll type something about children's books. No. What were you going to say before the children's book thing? Did he just decide he didn't type it the right way, or was he going to get to the point of why he's really stalking me? You know, at some point, is he going to get to the point, or does he just want a job? Is that all it is? Or is there, you know, can you get me into the country? I've got, you know, he's going to try and get in here and break something. I don't know. These are things I think about at, you know, 7 a.m. No, the butterflies got away because they... Yeah, I didn't plan it properly. I didn't make sure the other window was closed all the way, so that, you know, the windows in here all suck, and they got out. I opened the one thing and slammed it, and then when I went back to get the camera, they had gotten out somehow. Hopefully outside and not just into the apartment. Because bugs in the apartment are not good. I learned that much in my 20s, that girls don't like seeing bugs in your apartment or theirs. One time, I had maybe 21, 22. In the spring here, there's lots of fireflies around. You know, lightning bugs, whatever you want to call them. Like, all over the place here. So I, in my naive Disney-like stupidity, thought, I'm going to catch like 10 or 12 of these lightning bugs and then let them loose in my girlfriend's bedroom, so then, you know, when we were going to be intimate, there'd be lightning bugs everywhere, and it'd be, like, romantic. See, on the surface in a Disney-esque world, that's, you know, isn't that romantic? There's lightning bugs flying around, and, you know, it's, like, better than a candle, isn't it? No, it's not. It didn't go over well at all. What the hell are there bugs in there? Why are all these bugs flying? You know, because, you know, the problem with lightning bugs is they don't just fly around and glow in a pretty way. Sometimes they just crawl on crap. So it didn't go over well at all. No. I guess, you know, I don't know. I suppose it depends on the type of intimate session that you both have in mind, whether or not romantic lightning bugs are appropriate. If you're getting into a more nefarious type session, then, you know, I don't think, you know, you don't want, you know, there's a time for romance and a time for two donkeys in the woods, I guess, is my point. Lightning bugs, you know. Anyhow. Joe says I'm revealing a lot about my own personality here. He says everything's becoming very clear. The point is, what do I do with this guy? I don't know why. I don't know why I'm going on with this. Because it's just, I don't know why. That's why I just need to have these people not know that I'm on Facebook. Because there's, unless I know he's irritating me on purpose, I don't feel any need to be mean to the guy. You know? Why be a dick to him? He's just, you know, he's out in the middle of who knows where, and he's asking an American stuff. I don't want to, you know, put all Americans in a bad... It's just not my nature to be a knob to somebody who doesn't have it coming. That's why. So if you don't have it coming, if you can convince me that you're not irritating me on purpose, you can waste my time until we're both retired, apparently. Apparently you can get on my Facebook page every night until that world ends and bother me and waste my time and get, you know, broken English conversations back and forth for as long as you convince me that you're not doing it on purpose. That's why. That's why I just need... I had Joe change all my security stuff so that certain people couldn't post certain things couldn't be posted, pictures couldn't go up unless I approved them, and then that all got erased. We erased all that because somebody, you know, my art guy was trying to post stuff and couldn't, and then we couldn't figure out, so then we just erased all, you know, then we just changed all that stuff, and now, after you changed it, he still couldn't post stuff, but now everybody else can. I thought it was something on his end. But anyhow, we got to put all that stuff back somehow because I can't have this going on. I can't waste 15 minutes a night with this guy, and I can't ignore it because I feel bad. I can't have this thing flashing at me. Are you there with 6 question marks every 3 minutes? The last conversation we had, I told him that I would look for children's book publishers for him when I was in Arizona. I don't know why I did that. I don't know. I don't know why I said I would do that. Yes, I'm going to do that. I told him I was going to do that, so now I'm going to do that. So now he's not only wasting my time at Facebook, he's wasting my time at a comic book convention. Now at some point during this comic book convention in Phoenix, instead of doing what I'm supposed to be doing for myself, I'm going to be half looking around for a children's book publisher to guess. It's like a weird bipolar. It's like some sort of bipolar thing where half the time I'm a complete ass, and the other half of the time I'm wasting my time doing menial errands for people I barely know. Well, in lieu of me sitting talking to a psychiatrist for about 6 years, how about you just fix my Facebook thing again? I don't like that. Somebody else out there, people out there listening who know how to work Facebook, please figure out a way for people to not be able to see that I'm on chat. And Joe has this concern, because I'm going on Facebook with my phone, I might have to figure out some way to change it so that it's when it's I'm logged on with my phone, I also can't go on Facebook. They also can't see when I'm on Facebook. But here's the problem. You know what? If you know how to use Facebook and a Droid, just email me, because I'm not going to spend 10 minutes boring everyone else. Huh? Well, good. Fine. We're done. Thanks for listening, everybody. I will be in Minnesota next weekend. www.midwestcomicbook.com is all the information you need to know for that. I will be in Phoenix, Arizona the weekend after that. www.phoenixcomiccon.com. www.astrangersvoice is where you can always find me. And I don't know. Those are the links, right? Joe says he's not sure about the Phoenix link. Well, just, they can Google. Just, how about this? Just Google Phoenix Comic-Con, and then go there. Easy enough. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time. Think.